The Traveler's Journal, March 2nd. Exploring Arizona's Mountains by Horseback. The Superstition Mountains rise from the Sonoran Desert, an hour's drive east of Phoenix. The desert floor is rich in life, especially now with a lushness that blossoms with winter's rains. Instead of desolation, it's a carpet of desert marigold, Indian paintbrush, wild onion, and golden poppies. Cresting at 7,000 feet, the Superstitions are a rugged maze of steep, sharp sandstone buttes, a cactus-covered domain populated primarily by coyote, Gila monster, and rattlesnake. 150 years ago, these rugged mountains were sanctuary for Apache Indians fleeing the encroachment of civilization. Today, the Superstitions serve the same purpose for adventurous travelers seeking a taste of what the Old West was really like. Several area riding stables offer half-day and overnight saddleback adventures into this unspoiled wilderness. Though none of these outings are for folks disinclined to rough it, most provide enough creature comforts to enjoy the hardship without getting discouraged. The riding is certainly real, as the horses pick their way across flinty creek beds, up steep slopes, and along treacherous ridges, tenderfeet can quickly become tender bottoms. Though the scenery is spectacular, camp looks mighty inviting after spending a day in the saddle, and at night, relaxing around a snapping fire of pine branches amid a void too large to comprehend, it's easy to forget which century it really is. It's always pleasant to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.